This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Now, a story about regret and trying to right a very old wrong. Back in 1981, a jury convicted a Washington, D.C. man named Sante Tribble of murder. Today, two women on that jury believe they were mistaken. A judge threw out the conviction earlier this year, and Tribble is asking to be declared legally innocent. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story of his case and of the jurors now haunted by their decision to convict.
In January 1981, a jury took only a few hours to convict Sante Tribble of shooting a cabbie dead in a botched robbery. The key evidence was a woman's stocking the murderer wore over his face. That stocking contained hair the FBI said it had matched to Tribble. Susan Dankoff, a fundraising executive in Washington, was a juror in the case.
They admitted that they didn't know with certainty, but the numbers they threw out were so steep as to make it virtually certain that it was his hair.
In fact, prosecutors told the jury in the closing argument there was only a 1 in 10 million chance it could be someone else's hair. But Sante Tribble, his family members, and his girlfriend all testified that he was home sleeping at the time of the murder. Dankoff remembers she considered the alibi and rejected it.
Then you start to think, okay, maybe they're covering for him. And I think that that was really what it came down to.
So the jury voted to convict. But the hair analysis that proved so persuasive to the jurors has been completely discredited. Even the Justice Department says Sante Tribble didn't do it. Dankoff says she got a call from Tribble's lawyer not too long ago letting her know.
And that really, really left a mark. I was just devastated. I think I walked around feeling numb for a week after hearing that.
Anita Woodruff also served on that jury 30 years ago. She says she went home and cried after voting to convict. The case never really left her. So when Tribble's lawyer called to say new DNA tests on that hair did not match.
And I was like, oh my God. I said he spent all that time in jail for nothing.
Woodruff was only 20 years old at the time of the trial, close in age and experience to Sante Tribble.
I started thinking about paralleling his life with mine, you know, and I'm thinking about all the things that, you know, I did, got married, you know, got a divorce, but I had kids, you know, and you got to raise your kids, and I got to see them get their license and go to proms and high school graduations.
Sante Tribble had none of that.
I did have a son that was born soon after I was incarcerated. I missed his entire life growing up.
Tribble says he understands the jury and the justice system made a mistake.
Like they went an extra mile to, when the pieces didn't fit, to make them fit. Now that it's clear that the pieces don't fit, make it right.
Under the law, Tribble can collect as much as $50,000 a year for each year he was wrongfully incarcerated, if a judge signs off and formally declares him innocent. Both jurors from his trial so long ago have urged the court to support that idea. Sante Tribble, at 51 years old, has no job, no money, and no real home. He's living with his older brother. No big dreams, maybe a landscaping business, he says, in an interview at his lawyer's office.
You like being outside?
Yes.
All those years being inside?
Yeah, that probably has something to do with it.
But you like growing things?
Well, they call it, in landscaping, they call it beautification. You know, to make it pretty, and the flowers and arranging the grass and stuff like that.
He says he only wants a chance, another chance, at a normal life. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.